Everybody, welcome back to another episode of B2B Breakfast to Business, where we talk shop, we talk life, we talk advocacy, and we talk real. This is your morning girl, Bea Lim, Managing Director of Team Asia, bringing you another fresh breakfast conversation this morning. Now, it's really been hot lately, and I'm sure that everybody's feeling the heat of summer. And as the temperature rises, so does our desire for unique and unforgettable experience. So today, you know, we thought about taking you on a culinary adventure to a destination that we believe transcends beyond the ordinary. And this is not just about food, this is not just about collaborations, but about the stories told and the memories crafted within the elegant spaces of the Blue Leaf. Now, with stunning event spaces complementing culinary artistry, the Blue Leaf creates unforgettable experiences for weddings, corporate events, or simply a celebration with loved ones. Its Who's Cooking series even challenges the norm to bring out culinary tastes and differences that are extraordinary. And they just keep creating more and more spaces and avenues for creating memories and making great things happen for their clients, their partners, and their stakeholders. And I'm very, very excited to have one of them come into the B2B space today to talk about this wonderful, wonderful endeavor. And we have been friends of the Blue Leaf for many, many years. And it's so special to me that we have Eugene Sendejas with me today on this breakfast conversation. Now, Eugene is a guy that absolutely loves life. And I promise you that if you were seeing us today, you will see him smiling about. His idea of an events venue blended very well with his penchant for always trying to get his family and cousins on countless get-togethers. And that is really the reason, actually, why this has come about, this wonderful and elegant spaces to create memories and milestones has come about. So without further ado, I am bringing to the B2B airwaves Eugene Sendejas, Managing Director of The Blue Leaf. Eugene, how are you today?
Hi, Bea. It's such a pleasure to be here with you and your team at Breakfast to Business. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
Of course. And as I was telling everybody, Eugene, I wish people could see you because your infectious laughter and smiles is definitely giving me the feels for our breakfast conversation today. So, Eugene, I know that we've been partners, in some of our events and really cooking up a lot of great ideas and the like. And we're always, as you know, fans of the Blue Leaf. I wanted to just quickly do a pulse check. How is the Blue Leaf nowadays? I know that it's been a great start to the year. It's been busy. But yes, how has Blue Leaf been?
You know what? We're doing excitedly well. We're really looking forward to yet another record year, this 2024, for our network of venues. We completed our first full year of post-pandemic operations in 2023, and we're really happy about the results. Very encouraging. And going into the first quarter of 2024, it's been nothing but, bright skies and clear waters for us moving forward. If I may say so myself.
Oh, that's so awesome. And I'm so happy for the Blue Leaf. Just this year, I know that we collaborated on a particular project and just seeing everybody coming together. It's so different, the energy of event spaces when it's filled with people making memories and laughter. And Eugene, I know that so many people, my personal friends, I know my clients and partners, so many people have created wonderful memories and celebrated super awesome milestones at the Blue Leaf. Tell me, what inspired the concept actually and the vision behind the Blue Leaf as a culinary destination?
Oh my gosh. We have to go all the way back to the early 2000s for that. It all started when my sister was based in the U.S. was coming home to hold her wedding here, and we were trying to help her look for a suitable wedding venue that kind of reflected her personal taste. And we went through the hotel ballrooms at time and all the available gardens and other venue types. However, she could not find the right venue for that. So it actually you know, sparked an idea in me to see how possible it would be for us to be able to, you know, make a nice wedding venue concept, introduce it to the market here, and see if the Filipino wedding market would like such a concept. And that's basically how we all got Leaf to start. And, you know, we built on the concept and tried to make it different. And, you know, the rest is, I guess, history. That was a lot of fun for us. And, you know, looking back at it, you know, I can't believe, you know, we've grown from that little thought way back in 2005.
2005, Eugene. Yeah. And you said earlier you wanted to really check how the Filipino market would see this concept that you created. But I know that the Blue Leaf, Eugene, is not, you know, just an event venue, right? It's not just the perfect venue, but it's also a culinary destination. I know you and I had conversations in the past that, you know, we are looking for culinary adventures. It is a culinary destination. Can you tell me, Eugene, why is it that the Blue Leaf is not just an ordinary venue, but an extraordinary place that it's not just elegant, but it's also a culinary destination for your guests?
Well, before that, when we first started, we really wanted to bring a different experience for all of our clients and their guests. So we looked at all the available products in the market at that time. And our first solution was, of course, to make the architecture different. That came first. And then as the years went by, when we started evolving the business, we were able to collect all of these really valuable insights that we received from our customers. Of course, these were brides to be, these were on other categories, these were debutantes, these were birthday celebrants, and a number of corporate users. And based on what we gathered, we were eventually led to the idea of presenting ourselves not just as an event space or, say, a box that has air conditioning, sound system, and audiovisual facilities, but to transcend that and bring forth a benefit to all of our guests that would really impact them. And that was about really good food. So, you know, whether you're celebrating a personal or a corporate event, we wanted to make sure that when you come to Blue Leaf, you enjoy really good food along with the whole experience of the nice gathering.
Yeah, and Eugene, hello in the Philippines, right? We super love being able to bring our families together, our friends all together, and almost always there's food. So I know that sabi mo nga, good food is what we want, right? To really make sure was a differentiator for you. Now, given that, you know, the Blue Leaf is the culinary destination, I'm curious, as, you know, as its managing director, Eugene, what are the elements that are particularly important to you, you know, when delivering this kind of experience, this different kind of experience to your customers?
Well, it has to have the variety, of course. It has to present, you know, food items that will really excite the guests. It should have differentiated and unique ways of having the food prepared and presented to each and every guest. So, you know, it has to be different, I guess. And you know, we've seen how the F&B industry has changed and matured over the past 15 years, with everybody flying around the region and to other countries and bringing back really good culinary stories with them. And eventually we thought that, you know, everyone here has gone out to travel and have experience really good culinary destinations, will come back here and look for the same things when they're going out, and more especially so when they're celebrating their special occasion. So we wanted to make sure that we carefully position our partnerships to be able to meet that demand.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, on that note, and earlier I heard you say that through the years, you really gathered a lot of these insights, right, from your customers or your target audiences in curating or crafting the Blue Leaf experience. I'm going to call it the Blue Leaf experience because it's really, truly special. And I see, Eugene, how important it is to you and your team to be able to gather that. And so my next question actually for you is, you know, how Blue Leaf actually fosters a sense of community amongst your customers. You know, how, you know, what are the different strategies that you employ to keep your patrons and your customers engaged, happy, and coming back for more of the Blue Leaf experience?
Well, aside from great food, no, we make sure that we provide great service as well. We join hands with colleagues in different Blue Leaf departments, wherein our main mission is to make sure that each client enjoys their event to the fullest, and all of their guests get to enjoy the event as well. This is something, of course, that's intangible, and aside from great culinary experiences, we see everybody having fun, talking to each other, catching up with one another. Of course, they're enjoying great food. Then if there's great entertainment also, you see them dancing, clapping their hands, or, you know, just watching everyone else have a great time. And, you know, for us, it's one of these little things that come together and make our work really, really fulfilling, satisfying.
Yeah, I feel like I teared up a bit on that one, Eugene, kasi talaga these different experiences. I mean, the milestones that you shared, you know, someone turning 18, someone getting married or celebrating a special birthday, or even corporate events where, you know, they're recognizing their team and all of that, or launching a product for their company. Those are all very special moments. And I can just imagine that for you guys to see it all happening there, that's a different kind of fulfillment, you know, being able to see communities coming together and seeing how people are creating memories for themselves. What a special place to be in. And no wonder you're always striving to create these different, you know, events and experiences that will level up, so to speak, the mission to create more memories. And one of them, I know, Eugene, our personal favorite, I guess, both of us, is the Who's Cooking series. So I kind of wanted to talk about that because that is how also our partnership was born. So I know that it started in 2019. We had an awesome follow-up last January. Of course, I know this, but I want our listeners to know this. Eugene, tell us how Who's Cooking came to be. Like, what was the drive behind it? And what did you want to accomplish?
Okay. Well, you know, back then we were really focused on seeing how well we can position the Blue Leaf brand in the event space, in the banquet space. We were really led to decide on the concept of being a food destination, because food brings people together, right? And any occasion is always marked by good food. So we try to build up on that idea, and you know, to successfully present ourselves to the market, to all of our clients, as a food destination, we thought of Who's Cooking, and not just, you know, not just to put together a food event, but also to make it a unique and different and, of course, compelling food event idea. So when we gathered all of our partner caterers together, we came up with the idea of partnering them. In the first Who's Cooking years ago, we decided to partner each of our caterers with celebrity chefs. You know, for us, it was a marvelous idea, because usually caterers will have their own chef and their own kitchen. They usually just service parties and gatherings, no? But on the other side of the culinary space, you have celebrity chefs working in retail food concepts like restaurants and hotels, right? And I think in a way, we wanted to marry these two disciplines together. Now, for a chef to be able to try his or her hand in an operation such as a large-scale catering concept. And also for caterers to be able to, you know, aside from doing what they do in a large scale, to be able to tap into the creativity of these celebrity chefs. And we were really happy about the result because when we launched, when we held that event back in 2019, we generated a lot of interest from our clients and from the culinary loving public, if I may say so myself. So we continued that on with the Who's Cooking 2 that we successfully did last year. Thank you also to you guys. And last year, we thought about how to develop the concept further and how to make it even more exciting. So this time, we thought about pairing our caterers with artists. So again, it's all a, you know, it's a collaboration of individuals in the creative space. So we held the event last January, and you know, I must say, you know, it was a very, very successful event.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, I'm so lucky that Team Asia has been a part of it. I still feel like it was yesterday, just seeing all of these wonderful caterers with great food. So to actually see 2.0 happen, wherein it was a shift, right? You also had wonderful artists. So to see caterers go into the field of paintings and sculptures was not just actually a food experience. It was sensory. Eugene, you got celebrity chefs, you got artists working with your wonderful caterers as well. Like, how did it feel to actually widen or expand your communities to say, hey, we're not just doing this event by event, but actually creating a movement wherein, you know, we want to create memories with food and we're expanding our community. Like, how did it feel to create these things and make it come to life?
Well, of course, we were scared. Our caterers, of course, they were a bit apprehensive at first, no, but we really wanted to encourage them to see how they can come up with a really good collaboration with the artists. And, you know, at first, of course, they didn't know how this collaboration would turn out because the artists had different disciplines. But we really wanted to push for the idea where their creativity will be stimulated in a different way, where, you know, where they can see how they could be opened up to other possibilities by being inspired by the artists that were paired with them. So I'm really happy that we were also able to select artists who are excited about this collaboration as well, and who also had a good interest in good food. So, you know, when they started working together in Bears, we saw how well everybody just clicked together, all of these partnerships. And the result was what all of our friends and guests were able to enjoy during Who's Cooking Too. So, yeah, I'm really happy about this part. It was a little daring for us to push the envelope a bit, but in the end, you know, our caterers were also artists in their own right, diba? So you know, I tip my hat off to our marketing department for really pushing this concept forward.
Yeah, and you know, Eugene, for me, it was, I loved what you said. At first, we were scared, but then I think it's also because we're dreaming big, right? And all of these new things scare us at first. But man, what a beautiful experience it was to see, to see food come to life in different forms of art, and seeing how those collaborations can happen, and really to see the faces of your guests, right? When they stepped into that room and saw how how you could fuse the art of food with art, you know, with the art of painting and the art of sculptures and yarn, even, you know, yarn and tattoos was just an unbelievable experience. And for me, the, you know, how daring the blue leaf was in creating that experience also pushed the envelope really to see what else can we do. And speaking of that, Eugene, I mean, you guys have, you know, the story of the blue leaf was born out of a personal need, right? You're looking for, diba, all of these new things that you want to do, and you really want to create these memories and experiences for people. We know that the culinary world is also changing. Like what you said, so many people are traveling, they're looking for those things here, right? And all of that. My next question is, how does like the Blue Leaf, or even just Who's Cooking, like the collaborations that you have, how do you feel you guys capture the current trends and innovations in the culinary world today? And how are we bringing it to the Filipino palate?
Well, first of all, we ourselves, our different teams at the Blue Leaf, whether they're in sales or in operations, we're all foodies. And we love going out and we love trying new experiences and we love to travel. In fact, we do quite a number of traveling together, not just for leisure purposes, but also to hunt new culinary experiences ourselves. Personally, my wife and I, Michelle, and all of our three children, when we travel, we actually tend to spend more on more of our budget in trying out different restaurants in the places where we go, and we actually make an effort to seek them out. And so in doing so, you know, whether it's with our colleagues in Blue Leaf or whether it's a personal trip, we're able to, you know, list down and embed in our heart and mind all of these new experiences. So when we come back home, of course, we take these with us and see, you know, we get inspired and we hope that we're able to share these new ideas with our partner caterers. And of course, in turn, together, we're able to push this forward to all of our clients and, of course, their guests.
Yeah. And, you know, I love that because you're creating a destination out of all of your different event venues, right? It's like you're bringing the world to, you know, to our spaces. You know, if we're not able, especially I think, Eugene, you know, after the pandemic and the like, where people were really hungry for adventure, hungry for, you know, exploration. And then just being able to do this allows them to be inspired, to get them to enjoy these, diba, these adventures in a space where they don't have to travel far, right? But it's the ideas that you had. Oh, I super love that. I super love that.
Isn't food also good therapy?
Yes.
Right? So, yeah, it has real impact on anybody. Aside from, of course, the nutritional and physical benefits.
Food is life. Food is life. And there's just so much joy also, Eugene, in sharing a meal with people. I loved your story about, you know, you and your family, right? Like, you know, we want to go after food and just to be able to explore and discover a new dish and share it with people you love is already special. But, you know, being able to meet new people over a wonderful meal and creating connections and memories, like, you know, food is essential to our survival. Socially then, diba? Socially also.
That's why we're really happy about, you know, what we're doing Blue Leaf, because it's not just about food, but it's also, you know, how our clients connect with their guests, right? And how they spend time together talking and just being with each other and enjoying the occasion together. And for us, that's really fulfilling.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's for us, it's some sort of achievement for us to be able to facilitate and help this kind of activity transpire in the venues that we manage.
Absolutely. And Eugene, you're part of so many people's lives and stories. My goodness, that's such a beautiful thing. And what a for me, what a touching story that you really made it happen from a personal need, right? And then now the personal need that actually was the origin story of the blue leaf is now part of the stories of so many lives and so many people. So I super love that. And then I found out, right, recently that you are even expanding this wonderful mission, Eugene. So I wanted our listeners to hear about that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, the Blue Leaf is actually cooking up a new venue, a new space, a new wonderful, wonderful creative space where people can actually create new memories. So Eugene, tell us about that. Tell us about this exciting new project.
We're happy to introduce to all of our clients and guests the next venue that Blue Leaf is about to launch. It's called Clio by the Blue Leaf. We're very, very excited about this one. We are opening it in April to May of this year. It's located in the Southwood Sports and Country Club in Carmona, and we are happy and excited about this setting because it's our first venue outside of Metro Manila. But we're also happy about the fact that it's a mere 40 to 45 minute drive from Makati. Just take Skyway or SNX, and then you exit in Carmona, and you're right there already. And what's great about this is, after that short drive, you already get an out of the city experience because you're in the middle of a sprawling golf course. And this huge property also houses the Sports and Country Club. So there's a lot of trees, wide avenues, and just a large amount of space overall. And it's very airy, and we really love the backdrop. And we're just happy and excited that we can share this with all of our clients and guests.
That's awesome. I can already feel the energy, Eugene, that it is a magical place where so many other memories are going to be made. And you said that it is actually going to be in Southwoods, right? You are partners with Southwoods. So can you tell us, Eugene, also, how is this Clio? How is Clio, by the way, I super love the name. How is Clio different and unique from the other wonderful spaces that the Blue Leaf already has?
It's different because this is the first time that we are operating a venue that's already built inside an existing building. This venue is the ballroom section of the Southwoods Sports Club. So we got into an agreement with Global Estates Resorts Incorporated, which is a subsidiary of Mega World Corporation. By the way, Mega World is our land partner for the very, very first Blue Leaf that we opened up here in Makinli Hill Village. So they're really happy about how we were able to collaborate together. So they invited us over to Southwoods to operate the ballroom there. So as I said, it's inside an existing sports club already, and all we had to do was to renovate the interiors and turn it into a brand new ballroom, and we got a really good designer to conceptualize a really nice concept, and it's coming along nicely. In fact, I was just there yesterday, and everything's coming up really nice.
And you said that the backdrop also is a sprawling golf field, and you feel talaga the out of town experience already. Do you feel that your clients are going to be seeing other Blue Leaf spaces outside the metro soon enough, Eugene?
Well, yeah. If everything goes according to plan, yes, I hope we'll be able to open up more venues for us to offer to all of our clients and guests in the next few years. In fact, we've identified these markets already, and now we're just lining up the schedule, of course, and all the necessary work that goes into opening each and every venue. Of course, we'll need to space them out so that we can introduce these venues one at a time. But we believe that the market is big enough to support multiple locations and all of these exciting and unique locations and places.
Oh, Eugene, I am manifesting all of your wishes and dreams because I truly believe talaga that more and more folks, more and more communities should have a blue leaf near them and just being able to experience life's greatest joys, right? Of sharing food and sharing memories. That's just absolutely amazing. And I will send you happy sparkles as you plan out your outside Metro Manila and endeavors. Now, Eugene, we're coming to a close with our B2B breakfast conversation. And now I'm really getting hungry because of everything that we talked about earlier. We have this tradition at B2B, Breakfast to Business, and now with the Blue Leaf, right? That we need leave our listeners with a food for thought. No pun intended. I know we've been talking about food and culinary destinations, but we do want to actually leave our listeners with food for thought. And basically what we just really wanted to do was to be able to bring it back to what we've talked about today and the many things that we've discussed on creating a community, of creating wonderful spaces to get people to make new memories and how the Blue Leaf has been part of that and how that has been your purpose and mission from the very first Blue Leaf to Host Cooking to now the launch of Cleo. So Eugene, if you were to leave our listeners with a food for thought this week on the sense of community and sense of creativity, what would it be?
It's people will always need people. And people will need people as much as people need food. The human connection, being with your family or your relatives or your friends, whether it's a big gathering or whether it's that or going out to a movie with friends or enjoying coffee with your office mates or your college friends, all of these moments put together, of course, that makes for a makes for a very healthy existence as a human being. We can't do without one another, right? We always share big moments with one another, whether it's a victory in an endeavor or it's going through trials. People will always need people, and we're happy to provide this kind of service to our guests and clients who would like to put together a gathering where they can all be together to catch up and to celebrate. So it could happen in large occasions such as that one, or even in small everyday occasions that help put together what we would call our lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that one. More than anything, it's really just about that. People being with one another.
And Eugene, that's such a special food for thought. I had to write it down in big, bold letters that people will always need people. Like, people will need food. And I think that it's so beautiful that you shared it, because remember earlier when you were telling me how, how important it is to actually have gatherings and how, food is a place where people come together and it's not just for the nutritional value, but also social. I actually placed here that my food for thought was going to be about connection. We have the same food for thought that, at the end of the day, what really matters, the memories that we make, is because we made it with others.
There's another reason why that's significant. There's this recent show on an internet content provider where they explore different countries that showed good longevity for their senior citizens, right?
Yes.
One of the common things that all of these senior citizens had was that they had really active connections with family, with friends and neighbors. And that's really important. That helps people live longer. So there's an actual benefit also to that.
I know, this is the blue zones, right, Eugene? They're so beautiful. You know, Chicas, because my sister actually traveled to one of those blue zones. And just being able to hear also the kind of communities that they have, you know, the food ecosystem, the communities, you know, for us to have beautiful and long lives and creating a world where we can all have those meaningful connections, like genuine human interactions. And how amazing is that? That, you know, the blue zone brings together
the blue zone connect. Wow.
You know, you guys are all
that is not a coincidence. I think.
I love that, Eugene. I love that. And see, that's why I'm so happy that we have you today in our B2B podcast, Eugene, because we're not just talking about, you know, the spaces that we create, but the connections that we make. And I'm really grateful that you shared it. So thank you so much, Eugene, for being part
of
this conversation.
I had so much fun, Dave.
Me too. And I'm so kilig because I feel like we could talk about this so much more. And I can't wait for Clio to happen and that, you know, we're going to, you know, spend more memories there. So to Eugene and to our Blue Leaf partners and family, we are wishing you all the best. More power for people connections and food creations that are coming our way. So thanks again, Eugene.
Thank you so much, Bea. I'm so happy that I got to visit you guys today. Thank you to you and thank you to the rest of our friends at Team Asia. Happy to be here today.
Yay! And Eugene, I'm so happy that you get to be here and that we got to hear all of these different stories. But I also want our listeners to get to find you guys, whether it's on social media or on site. So can you tell us, you know, where they can find you?
They can check us out at www.theblueleaf.com or find us on Instagram at the Blue Leaf Event Spaces.
Awesome. So today's discussion, ladies and gents, offered a fascinating glimpse into the culinary world, mixing creativity, connections, community, and event curation. And we had none other than Mr. Eugene Sendejas sharing his insights, his stories, and his love for life and his zest for making memories. And we're so excited that we got to bring you this B2B recording. And as we celebrate their contributions, let us also continue to serve up not only a plate full of food, but stories of connection within each of our different communities. This has been B2B Breakfast to Business. See you on our next discussion. And who knows, it might be about food again. Thank you to the Blue Leaf and thank you to our dear listeners. Ciao! That's it for today's episode of B2B Breakfast to Business with your morning girl, Bea Lim. Join our Facebook community, the Breakfast to Business Club, where we can delve deeper into all of these different topics. Also, please don't forget to tune in to Team Asia's social media accounts to keep yourself updated on these breakfast happenings. Remember to stay safe. See you again soon here at B2B Breakfast to Business. Thank you. Ciao. Breakfast to Business.